This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, July 28th, 2023. ARRL and NASA teamed up to help teachers this past week. A radio experiment was held on July 26 to decode a slow-scan TV message sent via the ham radio station on the International Space Station, and the experiment was successful. The image was received by a group of educators at ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut, through the voice repeater on the International Space Station. Teachers from around the United States were on hand for the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology. That's a program that empowers educators to incorporate amateur radio into their science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM curriculums. As part of the professional develop program, the group received and decoded the image sent by volunteers with amateur radio on the International Space Station. That's AROS, of course. The transmitted image said ARRL Teachers Institute, ensuring a space for radio in the next generation. The teachers thought it was cool. Amateur radio is so important to the future of engineering and STEM in our country, said Christian Kuko, KQ5ECP, one of the Institute participants. The group gathered outside ARRL headquarters with antennas they had made earlier in the day, and as the pass happened, the educators tracked the ISS by hand. A warble of SSTV transmission filled the air, and the group was excited. After the pass, they used laptops to decode the audio stream into an image while they sat on picnic tables and enjoyed pizza and wings. For ARRL Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, the experiment was a way to allow teachers to engage with the power of radio. When teachers can pull together an image off the ISS via amateur radio, it gives a sense of accomplishment that gets them excited. And we want them to get fired up about radio so they can carry that energy back to their classrooms and do the same thing with their students, said Goodgame. Each of the teachers on hand for the second phase of the Institute, TI-2, Remote Sensing and Data Analysis, have already been through the introductory course, and they are all licensed amateur radio operators. The Institute costs teachers nothing to attend, thanks to funding from the ARRL Education and Technology Program. More on the program and more on this story, available now at ARRL.org. The Hurricane WatchNet is looking for new members who are willing to train to become net control operators. HWN is especially interested in recruiting bilingual operators who are fluent in Spanish and English, or French, Creole, and English. Net control responsibilities can entail hours of duty to ensure all received ground truth weather reports are forwarded directly to the National Hurricane Center in Miami. The net generally activates whenever a system has achieved hurricane status and is within 300 statute miles of a populated landmass. This can vary, however, due to the forward speed and intensity of a storm or at the request of the forecasters at the National Hurricane Center. Once activated, though, the HWN continuously operates until a storm is no longer a threat to life and property. HWN manager Bobby Graves, KB5HAV, says training will be provided and each candidate will go through a probationary period with a mentor. Graves, an ARRL member, says an applicant station must be reliable. While having a tower, beam, and or amplifier is not a requirement, your station must allow you to be heard and to hear. Therefore, directional antennas and amplifiers are preferred, he said. The net coverage area includes the hurricane-prone areas of eastern Canada, the U.S. East Coast, the Gulf of Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean. The net specifically seeks applicants in the middle to western sections of the U.S., Canada, Central America, and the Caribbean. As always, the HWN is hoping for a quiet season, yet we are prepared for the worst, said Graves. Those interested in learning more can visit the HWN Net Control Information website. More information is also available at ARRL.org. A quick 2023 Field Day reminder, the final day to submit entries for ARRL Field Day 2023 was July 25th. Currently, though, more than 4,500 entries have been submitted, but entrants are encouraged to check their submitted logs to make sure they are complete and that no additional documents are needed. Entries can be checked at the Field Day Entries Received website at ARRL.org. Check the Entries Received column for the status of your submission. A notification stating pending documents will appear if you need to send additional documents. The deadline to complete your submission is Friday, August 25th, 2023, and any questions should be emailed to fieldday@arrl.org. The ARRL Board of Directors met for their second meeting July 21st through the 22nd, 2023, and they approved increasing the regular membership dues rate to $59 a year starting January 1st, 2024. Included with the new dues rate was a decision to separate the printed mailed magazine from membership. A summary of the dues changes and related fees effective January 1st, 2024 are available on the ARRL website. Read more about the decision in a member bulletin from ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR. The San Max Patronal Celebration 2023 will take place on August 30th through the 31st of this year. This is an annual event that radio amateurs in Mexico participate in to celebrate San Maximilian Maria Kolbe, patron saint of amateur radio operators. The special event call sign 4A2MAX will be activated on August 1st at 0000 XC Central Time, and it will stay active through August 31st at 2359 XC Central Time. All amateur radio operators are invited to participate. Official rules and additional information are available at QRZ.com on the 4A2MAX webpage. Bruce Page, KK5DO, has checked in with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce reminds us that it is once again time to make plans to attend the AMSAT Symposium and Annual Meeting. This year marks number 41, and it will be held October 20th through the 21st at the Sheraton Dallas-Fort Worth Airport Hotel in Irving, Texas. For a discounted hotel rate, call the hotel at 972-929-8400 and ask for the group rate radio amateur satellite. The Board of Directors will be meeting on October 19th through the 20th. Also, an additional reminder from Bruce, there are two Philippine CubeSats that have APRS digirepeaters on board. They were released from the ISS on July 19th. Maya 5 and Maya 6 both use 145.825 MHz for APRS. This is an onboard camera as well, and it will take pictures and transmit them on 437.375 MHz. Thanks, Bruce, for this week's report. In radio sport this week, the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air VOTA event continues. On their website, you can see the state activation schedule for weekly W1AW portable operations, including July 26th through August 1st, Rhode Island, W1AW/1, and Indiana, W1AW/9. Then August 2nd through August 8th, it's Minnesota, W1AW/0, and Kentucky, W1AW/4. Some upcoming contests you might want to know about. On July 28th, it's the NCCC Ritty Sprint. That's digital. Also on the 28th, the NCCC Sprint Contest. That is CW. July 29th through the 30th, the MARACUS Counties QSO Party, CW and phone. And on July 29th and 30th as well, the RSGB IOTA Contest. That's CW and phone. July 29th, the WAB 144 MHz Low Power Phone Contest. Phone there, of course. On July 30th, the ARS Flight of the Bumblebee Contest, that's CW. And on July 31st, the QCX Challenge, that is CW. Upcoming Section, State, and Division Conventions. On July 29th, the CVARC 2023 HamFest, hosting the ARRL Pennsylvania State Convention, that's in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. Also on July 29th, the ARRL West Virginia State Convention and HamFest, that's in Sutton, West Virginia. August 11th through the 13th, the 2023 ARRL Rocky Mountain Division Convention in Albuquerque, New Mexico. August 19th through the 20th, the Huntsville HamFest, hosting the ARRL Alabama State Convention, that's in Huntsville, Alabama. And on August 25th through the 27th, it's the Northeast Ham Exposition, hosting the ARRL New England Division Convention in Marlborough, Massachusetts. And finally this week, thanks to the Garden State Amateur Radio Club in Asbury Park, New Jersey, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.